The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City on the boards. And much love to everybody tuned in all over North America. People at work, people at home, people sitting in traffic, people doing things that they don't want to do, people doing things that they love doing. I hope you love hanging out with me. I'm just trying to have a good time. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. I've already been hanging out for two. Time flies when you're having fun. We've had a busy show, especially coming off of the AFC Championship game, the NFC Championship game, and now we got one more football game left in the season. The Super Bowl, February 11th in Las Vegas. Should be a good time. People will be gambling. People will be, let's just say people are going to be doing all types of things. And I didn't say things. I said things. Illegal things. Anyway, unethical. Whatever it is, there's going to be football on the 11th. And then Usher is going to perform at halftime. And then we'll see the 49ers. And then we'll also see the Kansas City Chiefs. Seems like all we do is see the Kansas City Chiefs because all we do is see them. Out there performing. The Kansas City Chiefs not stepping off of anybody's neck. This is going to be their fourth Super Bowl appearance in 5 years. And man, they could have went out there and beat the Cincinnati Bengals. We would have went 5-for-5 in this case. But we got 2 weeks to talk about the Super Bowl. We talked about the AFC and NFC Championship game. Dan Campbell being overly aggressive. The Baltimore Ravens, just ridiculous behavioral penalties and taunting and getting fumbles at the goal line. We talked about it all. And then last hour, by the way, Herman Edwards joined us. Yeah, Coach Herman Edwards, New York Jets, Kansas City Chiefs, Arizona State. Herman Edwards came by and chatted it up with us about Dan Campbell. He said that he feels Dan Campbell just coached the way that he has coached just all year, all season long. Asked him about Bill Belichick, feels that Bill Belichick, you know, yeah, he might take a year off, but Bill Belichick will be back next year to break the record, likely. And then asked him about Brock Purdy. And so as we continue on with the show, we got a crap ton of people here on the phone lines who have just many opinions. And so I'm going to take your calls. You can hit me up, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm online at JR Sport Brief. We're going to take your calls. And then I want to talk about the man who's just been criticized. For what? For being the last dude taken in the draft and taking his team to two straight NFC championships and now even helping them get to the Super Bowl? I'm talking about Brock Purdy. This guy deserves some love, especially after showing off those wheels yesterday. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. If you missed the whole conversation with Herm, you can hit rewind there. People tuning in on your local affiliates, CBSSportsRadio.com, SiriusXM 158. If you got a smart speaker, you can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I get started every weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern. 3 p.m. Pacific in the afternoon for all my folks on the West Coast. And I want to tell you this as well. You need to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's go ahead and get to these phones. Then we'll talk about Brock Purdy. I also see that Mr. Doc Rivers, speaking of coaches, Doc Rivers is going to be making his debut tonight coaching these Milwaukee Bucks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's start off in Baltimore. I wonder where this call is going. Let's talk to Kevin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, JR? How you doing, my man?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess I had two things. One's a thought, and then I had a question for you.
Sure.
You know, look, last night for the Ravens just goes to show you how quick and how difficult it is to win in the NFL. It's not excuses, but it is just that hard, right? But the good thing for Lamar Jackson is that every time he gets the ball in his football life going forward, nobody's ever going to not be any less scared of him with the ball. He's still that dynamic guy. And just curious to, you know, what your thoughts are with him going forward instead of in the past at this point. But thank you for your time, sir.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for calling from Baltimore. This gets tricky. You know, every single year that goes by, you say to yourself, man, and we heard this from Dan Campbell. That he was asked about, you know, moving forward, and he made it very, very clear. It's going to be tougher getting back. It's going to be almost twice as hard for us to get back to this point, an NFC championship game, you know, somewhere the Lions haven't been in 32 years. They've never been to a Super Bowl. Now they have a target on their backs. People are going to take them seriously all throughout the course of the year. And they do need to go out there and improve on their defense. And we know that they were lighting everybody up on the offense. And then you have an aggressive head coach. It's tough. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to Dan Campbell. This is what he had to say after the game about the difficulty in being in this spot and potentially being back.
This may have been our only shot. Do I think that? No. Do I believe that? No. However, I know how hard it is to get here. I'm well aware. And it's going to be twice as hard to get back to this point next year than it was this year. That's the reality. And if we don't have the same hunger and the same work, which is a whole nother thing, once we get the offseason, then we got no shot of getting back here.
It's tough, and you're asking me specifically about Lamar Jackson? If I got to think about the past, let's just say, 24 years, I don't know if we've been spoiled or we've been conditioned watching Tom Brady. And we see how many championships that he was able to walk away with. 7 of them. The man was able to get 6 with the New England Patriots. And I don't want to say that became the norm. But it's not easy winning titles. And so for the past 24 years, we've seen Tom Brady and we've seen his contemporaries. It really gets tough. You know, I would say behind Tom Brady, the second best quarterback, and a lot of it actually depends on circumstance, but the next best quarterback behind Tom Brady, I think you could say is right there with him, is Peyton Manning. And in the case of Peyton Manning doesn't have 7 Super Bowls. He doesn't have 6 of them. He doesn't have 5 of them. He doesn't have 4 of them. He doesn't have 3. He has the same amount as his brother Eli Manning. He only has 2. That's it. You want to know who else has 2? Somebody else who's going into the Hall of Fame and Ben Roethlisberger. We're talking about guys having 2 championships. And so if we got to think about the era that we're in right now, it'd be impossible to stand here and say, oh, my God, this is going to follow the same, pardon the phrase, follow the same script that we got over the past 20 years, 24 or 5 years with Tom Brady. But Patrick Mahomes already has 2. Patrick Mahomes already has a 14-3 record in the postseason. And so if I got to use what we have seen as a template, like if Patrick Mahomes is going to be the dude at the top of the totem pole, we don't know who's coming up behind them. We don't know who's next. I asked Herman Edwards about that, too. he has a monopoly, not just on the AFC championship game. He has a monopoly on the Super Bowl. Like, this is going to be their fourth time going in 5 years. So what's next for Lamar Jackson? Well, we do know this. At NFL Honors, he is almost, I don't want to say guaranteed, but almost a sure thing to walk away with the MVP award. But what does he look like going into the future? What am I going to do? I mean, every year, with a healthy Lamar Jackson, the Ravens win, I don't know, 12, 13, 14, 15 games a season. But Lamar Jackson's postseason record right now is 2-4. Josh Allen can't get over the Patrick Mahomes hump. He's been eliminated three out of the last four seasons, three out of the last four meetings by the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has these dudes in a vice grip. And the other closest dude, you can go ahead, I think, and take a look at Joe Burrow. He was able to go to a Super Bowl. What is it, the Cincinnati Bengals' birthright to do that? It's tough. It really is. I don't know when Lamar and the Ravens are going to be back. It was enough to say, oh, my God, Lamar Jackson made it through this season. It's tough, man. I got no answer for that. I just know Mahomes, he looks built for this. He looks durable. If I have to think about Lamar Jackson, I say to myself, you want to strike while the iron is hot. And I know about the investment and the $50-plus million that they're now paying him. And I said this, I was rooting for him to go out there and win because I'd love to see it. I wanted to see a pure running quarterback, someone who's improved throwing a football, go out there and win a championship. We ain't going to see it this year. And every year that he gets older, I'm supposed to think that Lamar Jackson is – he going to last? He's going to get better? We've seen the injury history. He just turned 27. By the time we get to next postseason, if he's healthy enough to make it, he's 28. So the clock is ticking because he's not back there just throwing the rock. He's utilizing his athleticism. He's utilizing his speed. And I think we all know this. That doesn't last forever. And Patrick Mahomes is very athletic in his own right. He's not Lamar Jackson, not as fast, but he moves too. But his decision-making and his ability to get the ball out is uncanny. I mean, some of the passes that he throws, he looks like Magic Johnson on a football field. And so Lamar, what happens next? Man, win the Super Bowl next year. Every time he goes further and further from it, God knows what Lamar Jackson is going to be doing, how he's going to be playing when, I don't know, he's 32 and 33. Is he going to last? We'll find out sooner than later, at least in a few years. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Bob is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bob?
Hey, JR. Appreciate talking to you. I hope you and yours are doing well.
I'm terrific, Bob. Well, actually, thank you for asking. You actually care, huh?
I do. I'm doing well here. I'm retired now and enjoying the retired life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I'm trying to get there real soon. Thank you, Bob. Yeah. What else you got?
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. If you want to do the Super Bowl, let's do it on a Wisconsin gauge. Okay? You got the Packers that went in there. We weren't supposed to beat KC. But we managed to do it. Went in there, weren't supposed to get by the 49ers, almost did. So I'm going to pick the 49ers on the Wisconsin attitude. Hey, okay. Great talking to you, man. See you later.
Thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate you for calling from Wisconsin. Hey, Hickey, is it too early for me to give a prediction? Is it like... We got 2 weeks of this. We already got an injury. Omeni, who is going to be out for the Chiefs. I know he had a sack yesterday against Mahomes. Is it too early to give a prediction?
No, never too early, especially since we're definitely going to lock you and hold you to that prediction today by the time you make your, I guess, official prediction next Friday.
Well, I don't think it's going to change too much. I got no shame in it, folks, and I'll explain a little bit more. I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's really that simple. And it's because they got the best player on the football field. We can take a look at Christian McCaffrey and all of their weapons. It's tough for me right now to look at the Kansas City Chiefs and their quarterback and bet against them. It really is. If he's able to be protected, we did not have Tooney yesterday. They still won the game. You didn't have him protecting them on the line. You know, I assume that he's going to be back and be healthy. And that's on the offense. And they're going to be down a defender, a Menihoo. So it's tough to root against this man, Patrick Mahomes. He and Kelsey are clicking and hitting at the right time. We've seen Rashee Rice continue to evolve. We even saw Marquez Valdez-Scantling, you know, come down with a big reception yesterday to pretty much close the game out. They're clicking. I mean, if the worst thing you got is Kadarius Toney complaining online on Instagram like he's a child, which I still think he has the brain of a child, if that's the worst thing the Chiefs have to deal with, I don't know. And then we have seen these slow starts by the Niners. But I say that now, and I guess by the time we get to Las Vegas, they're going to be just firing out the gates, and we won't have three straight games now where the 49ers have sleptwalked, you know, at the beginning of the game. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Marco is calling from Orlando, Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Marco?
How you doing today, JR?
I am amazing. What's up?
So I kind of had two things to say. One being, I want to ask you, how big of a blow do you think the Chiefs defense is taking losing Charles Omenhu? I probably butchered that name.
No, that's you actually one. Said it. Go ahead.
Oh, I did? There we go. And then two being, why is it that, you know, including yourself, but everyone swears Brock Purdy is, you know, kind of becoming that guy, when I feel like any quarterback in the Shanahan offense can do what he's doing as well as with the weapons he has? You know, with, you know, Brandon Ayuk and all them, like, I feel like if Sam Darnold played, you know, a quarter in the Super Bowl, we would see him take off, and people would be saying the same thing about Darnold.
A quarter? Oh, yeah. For a quarter, I can look at Sam Darnold maybe not throw an interception. If I had to watch him throw a whole game, I'm pretty sure he'd throw them into the toilet. And so here's the thing, man. There comes a point in time, and I understand what you're saying, you have to evaluate. And this is, I look at players. I look at players, I look at teams, you look at the people who they're surrounded by. And I utilized quite a few comparisons last week because the sports are different. We know baseball is the ultimate team sport. You know, what Derek Jeter's career be like if Derek Jeter ended up and started with the Kansas City Royals? You know what I'm saying? And so we can play the what-if game and who this. Jeter's career would have been different. Would he have been a multiple-time All-Star with zero World Series? Yeah, probably. He wouldn't be revered the way that he is. He probably wouldn't have the finances that he is, but he was drafted to be a Yankee. If I got to look at somebody like Dak Prescott, look at Dak. He's all over commercials and stuff. Why is it that? Because, you know, he's the quarterback, and he's good. He's a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. And so, yeah, Brock Purdy, he's boosted by the players that he's with. He's boosted by the system, absolutely. But I believe as a standalone, yeah, if we just dumped him over to the Carolina Panthers, he'd probably stink. He'd probably suffer. Probably be running for his life. But if you look at his individual talent and what he's able to do, he's pretty good. I'm not saying that he's in the upper echelon. I ain't calling Brock Purdy a top five quarterback. But for what he's been able to do over the past couple of seasons, and he's only played a couple of seasons, not even a full year, his first year. But the fact is, he's good. You don't think at minimum that he's good? I mean, he's one of the finalists for MVP. Nothing, Marco? Nothing?
I just think that any quarterback playing for the 49ers right now would be in that conversation for MVP.
I don't know how confident you even feel. Well, you didn't answer me. But I don't know how confident you even feel about what you said because you used Sam Darnold as an example and you only wanted to put Sam Darnold out there for a whole quarter. You know, that's tough to come by. I think if you sat down and watched Sam Darnold long enough for 17 games, I think the turnovers, they might be quite a few more than the actual scores. Marco, thank you for calling from Orlando. It's so easy. Does anybody? Anybody? This is like Geico. This is so easy. A caveman can do it. We can just put anybody with the 49ers at quarterback and anybody would have success? No, I don't think so. You know, for all of that, outside of an injury, why is Trey Lance gone? Okay, why? They felt Trey Lance, the guy that they drafted and traded up and all of this, they just wanted to dump him? If it was so easy, why wouldn't they just keep him? Because they wanted to bring on this cheap dude and a Brock Purdy? I don't believe it, man. You got to give Purdy credit where credit is due. You know, Herman Edwards talked about him when we spoke to Herm last hour. What we're going to do is take a break. On the other side, we will hear what Herm Edwards had to say about Brock Purdy. We're going to hear what some of his teammates, all pros and future Hall of Famers, have had to say about Brock Purdy. And I'll get some more of your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Brock Purdy, at least give the guy some type of credit. Everybody wants to focus in on just what he doesn't do or what somebody else would have done. Give him a break. What happens if he wins the Super Bowl? More Purdy talk on the other side of the break. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect co-worker of yours.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, never too much out here, never that. But anyway, we're only down on one more game for the NFL season. It's the Super Bowl. We're going to take a look at the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. We got to wait until February 11th. So I need to tell you this. You can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. So get in the zone. AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions, they do apply. Now, while we sat here in the break, yeah, I'm going to get to your calls, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about a Brock Purdy and the love that this man needs to receive, or at least some of the credit that he needs to get. Ben Simmons has made a debut for the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets currently lead the Jazz 64-47. And Ben Simmons, after the first time in, I don't know, 38 games, he's making an appearance. Ben Simmons is no longer a ghost. Ben Simmons is a real player. 8 minutes, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 points for Ben Simmons. 7 assists in 8 minutes. I didn't know Ben Simmons still played basketball. I just thought he was a fashion icon on the bench. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. You know, right before the break, one of our callers said that you can plug in anybody to Kyle Shanahan's system with the San Francisco 49ers and that you can go out there and have and find success. He said if you put Sam Darnold out there for only a quarter, that even Sam Darnold would have success. And I'm like, come on, man. If you want to impress me, just say make Sam Darnold the starter. Sam Darnold would be throwing the football to the other team on a consistent basis if you gave him a consistent chance and an opportunity to throw the ball and play. Last hour, we spoke to Coach Herman Edwards. He's now an analyst on ESPN. He's coached on every level possible, football, played in the NFL. I asked him specifically about Brock Purdy and what impressed him. He even said, man, when I was at Arizona State, I tried to bring him to our college. Take a listen to what Herm Edwards told us last hour.
He's a fantastic quarterback. I recruited him out of high school. It didn't surprise me what he did yesterday when he took off running. I mean, if you watched him in high school and you watched him in college, he could do that. And the 49ers offense, he's not asked to do that. But the last two games that he's played in playoff competition, he's the guy that's been able to do that. He did it against the Green Bay Packers and brought him back, when they had a deficit and everybody was saying this is an offense that, you know, he plays in, that they always want to play with a lead. That is true. But in the fourth quarter, when he needed to make plays, he did that against the Green Bay Packers. In this game, unbeknownst, he got off script. And it shocked the Detroit Lions. They weren't prepared for that. They thought he's going to stay in the pocket, and if we just keep him in the pocket and they play from behind, you know, this is what he's got to do. And lo and behold, that's not what he did. He left the pocket, made plays, got off script, threw the ball, when he was on the run. And so, you know, it's funny because sometimes you're labeled according to how you get drafted, and it's like, you know, he's Mr. Irrelevant. He gets drafted in the round. He gets drafted in, and people assume, well, then that's what he is. Well, and pro football is a great indicator of when you become a professional football player, you write your own script. It's not when you get drafted or how you got drafted. I've seen a lot of guys get drafted in the first round, and they don't play up to that first-round billing. You see some players that are free agents and become Hall of Famers. He's Mr. Irrelevant. And they think, well, he's Mr. Irrelevant. Well, then he's just he's one of those quarterbacks to manage the game. No, he's a winning quarterback. And when the lights are bright, he doesn't run to the shade. He runs to the spotlight and makes plays. That's what he does.
Well, we certainly saw him running around, not just in the spotlight, but utilizing his legs at the end of the game to pretty much help shut the door on the Detroit Lions. He had two scrambles. He's picking up 21 yards apiece on him. And the way he was running and cutting it, I know it made a lot of folks go, oh, damn, I didn't know Brock Purdy could move like this. And even after the game, Brock Purdy, he spoke and he said, hell yeah, my legs were a big part of us getting this victory. Listen. Is somebody else who was impressed, very happy with what he did? His own head coach, Kyle Shanahan. He said his legs, him running around, scrambling at the end, it was a key to the victory. Yeah, I don't want to call him a beast. I just don't look at anybody. I don't care where you were drafted. How can you look at somebody who has gone throughout this season, threw for 4,200, almost 4,300 yards, 31 touchdowns to 11 interceptions, and just go, oh, yeah, and by the way, just help get them back to this point? Overcome a Green Bay Packers team, help them win at the end of the game, help this team win. This guy's a winner. He's helping them win. He hasn't thrown the ball away for them to lose. That's not to say we go to the Super Bowl and now Brock Purdy is just, he throws 2-3 interceptions and then people will destroy him. He's good. He has helped them win. He helped them win last year. He came on last year. I don't think people are just judging him, and if you are just judging him on this season, how can you ignore what he did last year? Who the hell knows what would have happened if he didn't get the UCL torn in his elbow in last year's NFC Championship game, where he also helped get them for a guy who came out of nowhere. And oh yeah, for a guy who now has quote-unquote tape, he came back this year, and if he was so damn bad, how's he having the same success? How is he a finalist for MVP? And let me say this again. I'm not going to sit here and go, Brock Purdy, best quarterback in the league. Brock Purdy, I'm going to put him at top five. I'm not doing that. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the game. And for this season, he is not even in the MVP conversation. He is not even a finalist for MVP, and we know he's the best. And so let's not get carried away. But what I will say is Brock Purdy has proven as a starter to be a winner. There are enough quarterbacks playing all over the NFL. When the going gets tough, they lose. They give the ball away. You know, I mean, look, if I had to choose a quarterback to start a team tomorrow and you put in Josh Allen right next to Brock Purdy, am I taking Brock Purdy? Probably not. But God, I mean, shoot, give it a few years. Brock Purdy might be in that space. He might have a Super Bowl. And yes, he's boosted and helped by the players that he has with him. But who isn't? Who isn't? It is a team sport. But you got to give him a credit for what he's been able to do as an individual. 855-212-4CBS. Eric is here from Texas.
Hey, thanks for taking my call this evening.
Sure, go ahead, Eric, please.
I just want to talk about Brock Purdy, man. As a Lions fan, I was, you know, listening very intently to the game and watching the TV, and over and over again, the announcers said that Shanahan looks flustered, Shanahan looks confused, Shanahan this, and, you know, looking at Brock Purdy, they kept showing him, his face never changed, man. He was confident the whole time. He's not yelling, he's not slamming his helmet on the ground, he just looked confident. And so what did he beat us by the legs, man? The guy did what the guy had to do. If Lamar would have went one read, two read, run, you know, like Purdy did, maybe they would have won. So I got to give him credit. Thanks for taking my call, JR.
He deserves it all. Thank you, Eric, for calling from Texas. You talk about the announcers, by the way. Tony Romo was getting, he was getting some heat yesterday. And then even Michael Strahan was getting some heat following the NFC Championship game. So we'll talk about that more as well. We got a lot of callers here on the lines. If you want to hit me up, it's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's take more of your calls. Talk more Brock Purdy. I do want to talk Lamar Jackson as well. Tony Romo, he got smacked around online yesterday for some of his commentary. And so we'll hear one of his wacky plays that made me even go, what is he talking about right now?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Damn it, even talks fast. I guess you're a race car driver. You got to do everything fast. I hope he doesn't do everything fast. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. It's 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, amongst everything that did take place yesterday, we had a caller last break, you know, mention the announcers, and you know, I guess wasn't a fan of them. And what else is new? Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a thought. And nowadays on social media, you can just go and read everybody's thoughts and opinions, even if they don't necessarily hold weight. Somebody who did catch some you-know-what yesterday was Tony Romo. And I was actually, you know, I was listening. I wasn't in front of the set at this moment. I stepped away. This is when Lamar Jackson threw the pass. It was batted. And then he came down and he caught it. And I heard it. And then I went right back in front of the television set because the way Tony Romo described it and how Tony Romo kept going on about it, I'm like, can it be that serious? He called it one of the greatest plays ever in a championship game. I had to go, what is Tony Romo possibly talking about? As a matter of fact, this is what he said about that Lamar pass to himself on CBS. Listen.
10-5. Ball batted up into the air and caught by Jackson. He caught his own pass. That's one of the greatest plays I've ever seen. This is intercepted 100% by the Chiefs' read. And Lamar uses the instincts, the God-given gifts, the awareness to go beat him to the punt and makes one of the greatest plays you'll ever see in a championship game.
I mean, well, Tony Romo was putting it on out there now, wasn't he? Even after the game, and this, I guess, we'll finally mention her name. Even after the game, Tony Romo was giving hugs to Taylor Swift. It's just, and Tony Romo, maybe he had too much coffee yesterday. I have no idea. Anyway, he wasn't the only dude who got beat up online. Michael Strahan caught some crap as well for his handling of the post-game ceremony on Fox. And Terry Bradshaw wasn't available to do it because he was sick. He has typically handled the post-game, not press conference, but ceremony, you know, after the game. And Michael Strahan had to do it. And then he brought up Joe Montana and didn't have Joe Montana say anything. It was like he was up there as a prop. And then he got the score wrong. And it happens. It's life. But take a listen to Strahan from Fox.
Here at the NFC Championship Trophy for the Super Bowl bound San Francisco 49ers. Joe Montana, take it away. It goes to this man right here, Mr. Jed York. Joe, you can pass that off. Look, Jed, you need to hold that just a little bit. Get a feel for it. Coach Kyle Shanahan, everybody. You were down 17-0 going in at the halftime. We want to know, what did you tell your team that they came out in the second half and looked like the team that we expect them to look like in the first half? Christian McCaffrey, everybody. Come on over here, Christian. You've been a great player in this league for a long time. You signed with the 49ers just for this moment to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so, I mean, a couple of mistakes. The halftime score was wrong. They were down 17. It wasn't 17-0. We know Christian McCaffrey, he was initially, you know, traded out to San Francisco. But let's just be real. Take it as someone who talks and speaks for a living. MCing and doing it live at that point in time is not easy, especially if you've never done it before. So, like, give Michael Strahan a break. I'd give Michael Strahan more of a break before I, you know, give Tony Romo a break. Tony Romo a little too excited over a guy catching his own batted pass. And, yes, it was impressive. Greatest play in a championship game. I don't know about all that. But, look, it's tough. Michael Strahan probably had a monitor in his ear, a million things going on, something that he's never done. Give him a break. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Rashawn is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rashawn?
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the radio. Please go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, man? Real quick, plug it to the Raiders, man. As far as that, what the caller said about, Sam Darnold filling for Brock Purdy, I don't think he's too far off. Not saying he could do it full time for a whole season, but I seen Darnold come in when they benched Purdy Christmas night against the Ravens, and Darnold came right in and threw a dime touchdown pass, man. You know, so
yeah,
I think,
well,
you know.
That's the point of saying a quarter. You said the same thing. You going to trust him for 15 minutes? There's a difference between trusting him for 15 minutes or three quarters versus trusting him for a whole season. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, he never had that opportunity, you know, coming from the Jets. He never had them weapons, anything like that, you know. So.
He also played and got benched for the Carolina Panthers. So this is someone who's openly admitted to, quote, unquote, seeing ghosts. He's been spooked. And I think there's a good reason after a few teams by now that he's still a backup.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you got a good point there.
I would, you know. Maybe, probably. What else you got, Sean?
On to the Ravens, man. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what happened, man. You know, I had everything booked, man. Flights booked to Vegas for the Super Bowl and everything. And just being in that game yesterday, the energy was just crazy, man. It was loud. And just to see that offense like that, I don't understand the play calling. You know, we had our two running backs combined for 6 carries and 23 yards. You know, they got away from the run. And I believe a lot of that has to come back on Harbaugh. I mean, you're the head coach. You know, you can't tell your offensive coordinator to run the ball more. I mean, you went into halftime saying that, you know, we need to, you know, establish the run more. I mean, you came right out of halftime and didn't do that. So, you know, like, and far as Lamar, he has a special talent. He got to realize he's not Pat Mahomes. He's not none of these double quarterbacks. I mean, he's decent as far as, you know, passing the ball, but. You know, if nothing's there, man, run the ball, man. That's what makes you special. That's what makes you stick out. You know, but I guess he has something to prove. He wants to show that he can duel back and forth with Pat Mahomes. But Pat Mahomes is a generational talent, and the guy's incredible. Like, if he retires right now, he'd probably already be in the Hall of Fame. So yeah, I just don't know.
No, I agree with you, Rashawn, and thank you for calling from Baltimore. I think what it boils down to is, Lamar Jackson has improved as a passer. Whether you want to go ahead and call it a stupidity or overconfidence, I think it was a mix of both. And it's also taking a look at Patrick Mahomes on the other side of the field and feeling that in order to stay into this game and win, you got to out-duel him. I mean, when it's like anytime you got adversity, and yes, this is coined by Mike Tyson, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. Well, the Ravens got punched in the mouth, and the Ravens didn't know how to respond. And they went away from what they're used to. They went away from the game plan because they went towards convention. The Ravens' offense, and as we all know, Lamar Jackson, there's nothing conventional about how they play the game, how they run the football, their attack. And as soon as they got punched in the mouth with 2 scores right out of the gate against the Kansas City Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens said, oh, damn, we got to keep up with this dude. It's like waking up and seeing God. It's like waking up and having a realization that, hey, this is something that we have to overcome. And it's a whole different animal in the postseason. And the Ravens, they shrunk. And so, yeah, whether you want to go ahead and blame Todd Monken or you want to go ahead and blame Harbaugh, he didn't certainly seem to have any big answers in his press conference after the game. And who knows if they're going to be back here. You know, I said that. It just is going to chase Lamar Jackson for a while to have 2 MVPs, soon to be 2 MVPs, and to have a postseason record of 2-4. It's going to chase him, man. It's going to haunt him. In the case of Josh Allen, I can look at Josh Allen and go, okay, the man still needs a little bit of help. He's always turning the ball over at inopportune times. He can't get over Patrick Mahomes. Well, this is the Patrick Mahomes era, and we are living in it. But unfortunately for all these damn quarterbacks out here, the quarterbacks have to live in his era too. And who knows? Maybe in 2 weeks from now, I'm standing here talking to you about Brock Purdy, you know, taking a championship away from Patrick Mahomes. We'll see what happens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to go ahead and get some more of your calls. We have so much to do, so much to discuss. It's a busy night, a busy day, right after the AFC and the NFC Championship game. A matter of fact, We'll talk more about Lamar. We'll talk more about Purdy. And then there's a quarterback who's not even playing right now, who's talking about how much money he'd like to make and where he'd like to play. I'm going to fill you in on this quarterback doing the talking. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls. And, of course, more football, too. I wouldn't have it any other way. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.